Righto, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Oh, very good morning, Mike.
Well, it was this time yesterday Grant was giving the big speech about the LVRs and housing and tilting the market and all that sort of stuff, but the RB came in with their inflation expectations and they think they've found a bit.
Yeah, geez, there was plenty going on yesterday, wasn't there? It was hard to keep up. So we had that early morning speech. A couple of comments on that quickly before we talk about inflation. That early morning speech from Minister Robertson talking about the well-being approach to the budget and the budget process. And, Mike, for those of us that have watched and talked about the budget for more than 30 years, this is a different approach. Look, I understand them wanting to come at it from a philosophical, ideological angle, but you've still got to be able to deal with the numbers, haven't you? But, look, I understand it. We know net debt now will be 36.5% of GDP by 2034-35, $60 billion less debt. That's great. And then the clear focus on housing and changes to LVRs and further announcements down the road. Just very quickly, Mike, I do agree with Minister Robertson that there is no one single bullet to housing, but I think that you've actually got to define the issues in housing more clearly, because things like the availability of social housing and the rate of price appreciation are not necessarily able to be addressed. In fact, they're not the same issues.
Correct.
Are not necessarily able to be addressed through the same approach. So I agree with them on that front. Now, in all that debate, yeah, a little bit lost was the RBNZ survey of expectations. This is inflation expectations, but it may not be the most high profile or the most sexy piece of information we get, but it's pretty important to the RBNZ. And I believe that it's one of the most important inputs to the Monetary Policy Committee. It speaks directly to one of their mandates around CPI inflation. So, yes, we did, Mike. We found some. We got a pretty substantial rise in inflation expectations. So expected inflation 1 year ahead, 1.73%. That was previously 1.23%. That's a big jump. Expected inflation 2 years ahead, 1.89%. That was previously 1.59%. Now, the mandate, the policy target agreement, the mandate between the RBNZ and the government talks about targeting a midpoint of 1-3%, a focus on keeping future average inflation near the 2% target midpoint. So the debate now starts as what does near mean, you know, and what do they do about this as to how does the RB react? You know, you've got an economic environment that is in some aspects sort of blossoming, not everywhere, it's not uniform, but the outturn is very different from that which was expected. So market pricing has the official cash rate stable in 2021, but rising in 2022. And now that becomes, will they be able to leave it for that long, and the official cash rate where it is, or will they have to put it up? That debate now will rage for the next few months.
Indeed. And do you think Briscoes will ever get their act together?
Hey, they're going good. What are you talking about? They're going great. I mean, if you ask how's retail going, go and ask Briscoes Group, because it looks pretty good from their viewpoint. And it's not just on a volume basis, but also on a margin basis. So this was release of Briscoe Group Limited fourth quarter sales to 31 Jan 2021 yesterday, and also their full year sales and profit. And yes, wonderful, wonderful result. Now, on a same store, same day sales basis, so looking at like for like, up just under 12%. That's pretty good. On an unadjusted basis, up 18%. And if we break that down, homeware sales, 12.6% on a like-for-like basis. Sporting goods, 10.7% on a like-for-like basis. Strong growth in online sales, up 58%. They've repaid the wage subsidy. They've paid a special dividend to shareholders. A couple of interesting comments from Rod Duke. He said, Black Friday is now the most significant promotion in the retail calendar.
Amazing, yeah.
And also that gross margin achieved was a highlight. So all in all, excellent results. Share price closed at $5.70, all-time high. That's all good, isn't it?
Between them and Main Freight, they're a great New Zealand story. What are the numbers?
Fantastic. Dow Jones, it's sort of bouncing around flat. 31,389 as I look at it, which is up 3 points. S&P 500, 3911 down 4. The NASDAQ, 14,024 up 36. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 8 points, 6531. The Nikkei gained 117 points, 29505. Shanghai Composite was up 2% yesterday, so good numbers there, 3603. The ASX 200 lost 59 points, 6821.86% decline. And we had a bit of a fall on the NZX 50 yesterday, 12,927. Didn't like those inflation numbers, down 126 points, just under 1%. On the currencies, 0.7230 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9360 against the Aussie, 0.5973 euro, 0.5242 pounds, 75.63 against the Japanese yen. Gold, $1,836. $6.50, and Brent crude hanging in there above $60, $60.88.
Well, when I see you tomorrow, appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at JMIWealth.co.nz.